Well, good afternoon. Here it is, Thankful Friday, and hard to believe it's already the 20th of the month. It's just kind of amazing to me how fast all these months are flying by. And so here we are on the 20th of August, Thankful Friday. So the other day I was in a facility with a man that was getting ready to go to heaven. The first day I went to visit with him, I shared with him Psalms 23. It's one of my, if you'd say, kind of go-to chapters. There's so many precious promises there for the believer, and I love to read it. I love to preach from it. Matter of fact, I spent probably a 10 or 12 week series on Psalms 23. It's just so good and so profitable for us as Christians. And then I went back 2 days later. He was closer to going to be with the Lord. He was incoherent at this time. And as I got there, I couldn't help but think, you know, Psalms 24 would be a great chapter to share with him. And so I shared with him Psalms 24. And I just want to share that with you today. There's so many precious things in this chapter, and there's no way I'm going to be able to identify all of them for you, but if you take time and meditate upon this portion of scripture, I think you find that it's a real blessing. So I'm going to be reading from Psalms chapter 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So that means everything is his, everyone is his. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. So I want to bring your attention to verse number 5. It's the one that I'm really going to be sharing with you, although we'll be referencing a couple of other verses here in this chapter. Verse 5 says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And so the first thing we see is the blessing from the Lord. Now, right before that, it says, he shall receive. So who's he talking about? Who's the one that's going to receive this blessing from the Lord? Because I want to know. I want to be on the blessing side of things with God, and I want his blessings in my life. So we kind of need to consider, who is this that's going to receive this blessing from the Lord? Well, we look back to verse number 4. And there in verse number 4, it says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So who is he that's going to receive this reward? Well, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And we're not talking about, you know, with the COVID thing, everybody was, you know, using hand sanitizer all the time. And when we travel overseas, I actually carry a little bottle of hand sanitizer with me. And we kind of say it's to wash the fellowship off. You know, because you shake hands with a whole bunch of people and you don't know where their hands have been. You don't know whose hands they have shaken with. And so we always carry lots of hand sanitizer just to keep our hands nice and clean. And here we are in America now doing that. I think it's a good thing. I think it's an important thing. And so we ought to have clean hands. But that's not the clean hands he's referring to here. He's referring to clean spiritual hands. We ought to seek to have our hands clean and honest and right. And so we need to make sure, you know, what is it that our spiritual hands do and what are they involved in And where do we apply our pressure and our force and our opportunity to use our hands? And so we have to be careful with our hands. We want to keep them clean. We don't want to shed innocent blood. You'll remember that in the Bible, in the New Testament, God told the disciples, if you hate someone, you've killed them. Then if we don't witness to people, we're going to have blood stains on our hands. And so we need to strive to keep our hands clean, to spiritually keep ourselves pure before the Lord. And it really all starts with the heart, I think. We ought to have a pure heart. We ought to have a heart that is not full of the junk that this world wants to fill it with. It shouldn't be full of lying, and it shouldn't be full of hypocrisy, and it shouldn't be full of gossip, and it shouldn't be full of destroying others. Our heart ought to be pure before the Lord. And when I say, God, here I am, here is my life, I want you to use me for your honor and for your glory. And so we want to make sure that we give our hearts, give our hands unto the Lord. And then he writes, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. You know, if we live right before God and man, that's really what he's talking about doing. We need to not only walk righteously before God, but also in the presence of man, that they may know that we are followers of God. And he says, we will be blessed of the Lord. And so by having clean hands and a pure heart, the way we deal with others, the way we deal with things that come our way, the way that we deal with the Lord, these things help us, because then we're going to be blessed of the Lord. Now, the second thing I noticed here was he shall receive, the word receive. You know, what a promise given to anyone. Anyone who knows Christ as their Lord and Savior, he says, look, if you will do what we see in verse number 4, have clean hands and pure heart, if you will do those things, then you're going to receive. What a great promise that is. If you do this, you'll receive that. You know, it kind of reminds me of a parent-child relationship. You know, if you might say to your children, so if you will feed the animals all week, and if you'll take the trash out, then I will give you maybe it's an allowance of a few dollars. Maybe it's a toy from the store. Maybe it's an ice cream. Maybe it's a special treat, you know, something special. And then it'd be like a reward. And then there's the other side of that. If you don't get your room clean, then you're going to be grounded for a week. So you know, it carries a promise, a reward. You're going to receive something. And so for the man who has clean hands and a pure heart, who doesn't live his life and give his life to vanity, but seeks to walk with God, God says, you're going to receive something. What is that you're going to receive? Well, it's what we started out with, blessings from the Lord. Now, I thought about this a little bit, and I want you to think about it just a little bit too. I can't think of anyone else I'd rather receive blessings from. I mean, you know, I've got some great friends. I've got some wealthy friends, and they could give really great gifts, but I'd rather have the blessings from God than anyone else. You could take the richest man in the world and put him against God. I'm going to choose God every time, because God knows me. He knows what would bring happiness and joy to my heart. Have you ever been maybe at Christmas time and you got a special gift for someone and they opened it up and they go, oh, it's the perfect thing. How did you know? Well, it's from relationship, you know, from being around somebody. And so it is with God. God knows us better than anyone. He can give us the best blessings of all. And so, you know, I think we can all just agree that God would give the best blessings. He's the one that we want to receive them from. They would not only be the biggest, but they would be tailor-made for us and our makeup. And no one could compare to his blessings. Just think about this. Eternal life. Who else can give you the promise of eternal life? Not only a promise, but it's sealed into the day of redemption. Who can do that for you? Only God. That's who. How about fellowship with him? Anytime you need it or want it, God is always there 24/7. And so if you're driving down the road, you can have fellowship with God. If you're getting ready to go to bed, you can have fellowship with God. Up in the morning, you can have fellowship with God. Wake up in the middle of the night, you can have fellowship with God. No matter what you're doing, you can have fellowship with Him. What a great blessing that is to be able to have that good, open, honest fellowship with the Lord, to take to Him all of our needs and all of our cares, knowing that He hears and answers our prayers. I'm telling you, these are some great blessings that we can have. And then we get to call Him Abba, Father. Man, what a precious promise. I get to call God my Father. He's my daddy. He loved me so much that His Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for my sins. And when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, there was an adoption that took place. I became joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and God became my dad. He became my Father. I can cry out to Him. And there's nothing like having a good dad, a good father, one who cares about us, one who wants to provide for us, one who gives us discipline when we need it, one who gives us insight in how to live our lives, gives direction in all that we do. This is the God that we're talking about, the Father that we have. And then He's our protector. Man, I love this one. I love the fact that He is my protector. You know, I can get myself into some scrapes sometimes. And in this day and age in which we live, the uncertainty of the situations around us, man, it's good to know that God is my Father, that nothing's going to come into my life that doesn't first go through Him. Whatever it is going to have permission to God to get to me. And then He's my provider. Man, I don't know about you, but if I go back and look at my life, there's been way too much months at the end of the money. You know what I mean? You come to the end of the month, maybe halfway through the month, you go, man, all my money's gone. What am I going to do? How am I going to take care of this? And then you begin to realize, oh, well, you know, maybe I ought to put God first in my life. I need to give my tithes and my offerings. And then I need to be selective about how I spend my money. But it's great to know that God is our provider. Think back to COVID there in April, May. Man, we'd go to Walmart and the shelves would be empty. I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, cereal that they probably hadn't been able to sell in years was gone. The whole aisle was clean. Everything was gone. It started with toilet paper, but it ended up with food. All kinds of products were being out. You know, we didn't have them. You know what? God was the provider. He provided for me. And I'm sure that He provided for you, and I'm glad that He loves us and does that for us. We have so much to be thankful for. Living in America and having a great and awesome God like we have so much to be thankful for. The fact that our God loves us and promises to bless us has to be at the top of the list of the many things that God has done and given for us. I want you to know I love you, and it's always good to spend time with you. We've been doing these devotions. I think we started in April of last year. It was just right after we had had the whole lockdown thing. We at the church here, we started ways that we could minister to our people and get out to them. And, you know, now it's down to just Charles and I on staff. And back then, we had an extra person and made handling the affairs of the church a little easier. But now, as things have gotten a little harder, just Charles and I, we're going to have two more of these devotion times, and then we're going to quit. And if lockdown happens again, we'll come right back. We'll do this as a regular devotion so everybody can see it. But I just want you to know, I've enjoyed Thankful Friday. I enjoy preparing for it. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I hope it's something that you've paid attention to, been a blessing. And so we'll have next week, Brother Charles will be on, do a devotion, and then I'll bring one the first part of September, which will kind of conclude our Thankful Fridays. But listen, I hope that you've been a regular listener, watcher, whatever it is that you've done. I hope that you've been regular at it. I hope that it's developed an attitude within you that you will then take time and still continue to be thankful on Fridays, to think of those things that God has done for you that you might be thankful for. I love you. God bless you. And we'll see you here in 2 weeks. Goodbye.